Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And you know that each week we bring on various guests to speak on our show to help us as Avon representatives take our Avon business to the next level. Whether you are Avon representative for the first time or you've been an Avon representative for many, many years, we have various guests that come on the show anywhere from life coaches, business coaches, Avon representatives at various levels, and Avon district managers. And if you've been following the show, you know that the second Tuesday of the month is when we have a roundtable discussion. And today's discussion is You Can't Sell the Dream Looking Like a Nightmare. And before we start, before I plug in our panel, I just wanted to invite you, if you have not done so already, to like us on Facebook, and also to share this this show with people in your downline. Okay, so let's see who we have. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Very good. Boy, Jill, I haven't heard from you in a while. I hope all is well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good, good. So, Gillian, you know, we'll start off. I don't know what happened to Ellen, but you know, today we're going to talk about, you know, you can't sell a dream looking like a nightmare, and we're going to take this to two parts. One, you know, how we as Avon represent how we should look ourselves, and secondly, you know, when we're out and we're doing promotions, whether we're vending or whatever, what kind of table or display should we have as well? As you know, Gail, and everybody else who's listening, we are in the beauty business. So that means that we should really step up our game when we are, you know, out promoting our Avon business. Wouldn't you agree, Gail?
I 100% agree, Pat, with you on that. That is so, so true. And, you know, that's inside and out. The beauty outside, because every woman is beautiful outside, and the beauty inside. Because if you don't have that beauty in the inside, too, it's not going to show on the outside.
That is so true. And I tell you, starting with the face, when you're cleansing your skin properly, you know, the more you take care of your skin by cleansing it properly, you know, you really don't need as much cover up. And then second of all, you know, when you cleanse your skin properly, then when you're talking with your customers, you can really, you know, sincerely give your opinion about the products in which you're trying to sell. And I know, Gil, you're excellent at that. A lot of times I turn to you and listen to you when you sell, you know, try this particular moisturize or try to this skincare is awesome because you know you yourself are using the product.
Well, besides me using the products, how can I sell something to someone if I haven't even tried it myself? How can you truthfully, in all good faith, say that you know recommend something to someone if you haven't tried it? And I'm not saying try everything, but you need to be using it. If you're not using it, then you don't believe in it, then you shouldn't be selling it.
Hmm.
From you, Pat, you know, I've learned a lot from you also, Pat, because, you know, you being an esthetician and, you know, the things, you pick up things from every single person that you know, and it's good to be open. Everything I have learned, I've learned from my personal experience, my customers, the people that are around me that know more than me because I don't know everything, and I listen to what they say and I incorporate that into what I talk to my customers about and what I do for myself. So I mean, I remember you had a talk once and you were saying that the washcloth that you use on your face should be soft. I always was using a rough one and I thought it was rough.
Oh God, no!
And as soon as you told me that and I switched doing that, my skin started feeling better, and do you know what I did? I told that to every one of my customers, and they were like,
excellent.
Oh, wow, this is such a simple little thing that you pick up from someone. can spread the word and look what that could do for you.
That's exactly correct. And for those who may not feel confident about, you know, about the skincare line and promoting the skincare line, you know, if you live in the New York area, stay in contact with us because Gillen teaches a skincare class on Saturdays and but scheduled on Saturdays in Yonkers, and I think you're trying to put one together coming up soon, right, Gillen?
Yes, we have the Avon has the, I don't know if everybody on this line is Avon, but I think most people are, but Avon has the clinic that they're holding now in different Avon centers, and there's one here in Yonkers, so we were waiting until we learn about the new skincare and what Avon recommends to us to start the class again. But yes, we're starting the class again, which should start very shortly. So if anybody on the line that hasn't signed up for the class, it's what a great opportunity to sign up for the class so that you can even more understand the new lines that Avon has, including the men's line.
Gillen, how would they go about signing up for this wonderful class?
If they go onto their youravon.com, and once they go on, there's a section, and I don't have my computer up, but it says the skincare class. And you just have to pick, they're not in all areas. Like in New York, there might be, I think there's 5 classes, but they're all throughout the United States. Find the one that's closest to you, and it's $100 for the class. So there is a charge. But they give you things, too, with the class. So this is something that I would consider an investment, and I would definitely want to invest because with that $100, and you know what you're talking about, especially people that are not sure what to do and what to say, you're in that class to learn exactly what to say it, and how to approach your customers so that you're selling skincare regularly. So, you know, that $100 investment is definitely will come back.
And Gillen and I took a skincare class last August when we were in Florida. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we paid for that class as well. But the amount of products and materials that they gave us certainly exceeded well beyond the $100. If my memory serves me correct, right?
You were 100% right. I mean, you know, just to think about it, it's an investment, but you're getting it all back with products that they're going to give you. And the products, I'm not sure what products they're giving in these classes that they're holding, you know, now that's starting, throughout the different Avon centers. But you're right, that class we took, we had more than enough products to make up for that fact that we took that class and we learned so
Absolutely.
Much.
It's so true. In fact, many of us had to ship the boxes back home because it was just too much to it was too much to carry back on the plane. So I really, really, really encourage everyone to really take the class if you feel a little unsure about selling the skincare, but certainly you should be experiencing the skincare firsthand because again, you know, when you have a nice cleanse skin, then what happens is that your skin will glow, and you'll have this brightness when you put on makeup. And what I usually do if I'm doing a makeup for a wedding or those are the kind of makeup I like to do because usually the brides are very excited. And so they come to me ahead of time because, they want to make sure everything's in place before that wedding day. One of the things I really encourage them, I put them on a skincare regimen. And the reason for that is because when you put makeup on a skin that has not been cleansed properly, the makeup looks dull. It's not as bright as it can be, particularly when you start putting those professional lights from the camera on the face. So, you really owe it to yourself to properly cleanse your skin. And then the next thing, you know, once your skin is nice and clean, the next thing you want to do, you want to make sure you wear the Avon product. And you don't have to wear everything like from concealer to lipstick. You know, you can just wear maybe, you know, eyeliner, a nice coating of mascara, a little blush, and a lipstick or a lip gloss, and that will be fine. But, you know, don't go out selling the Avon product and your face is bare of products. I mean, how can you talk about how smooth or how rich the lipstick is, or how smooth that glimmer stick glides across your eyes. I mean, there's no reference there for you. You have to wear the product. And also, that's your selling point. If you're wearing a pre-lipstick, somebody's going to say, I like that lipstick you're wearing. You could say, that's Avon. Would you agree, Galen?
Oh, I 100% agree with you, 100%. It's so funny. I recently was talking to, there's an Avon representative. I think he's on the call, so his name is Raj, and I remember he's an Avon man. He sells skincare, and his biggest seller is skincare. So I remember asking him, you know, because he doesn't use the lipstick and all that. I said, you know, Raj, how do you sell so much skincare? And he said, I just tell them, do you see my face? And he said, I said, yes. He said, you want your face to look like my face? And I said, what do you mean? My face is nice and clear because I use Avon. And he said, it sells. And they look at my face and they say, oh, my gosh, his face is beautiful. It looks so smooth and not, you know, no pimples. And no, it's like, and he says, and I sell skincare. And I was like, wow, you know, he's right. So he's using products so that he can sell it. And he sells it to women.
Wow.
You know? So,
that's fantastic. That's a fantastic story. Here's a man who can't use all the products, obviously, you know, but can use the skincare product, and he's using it effectively and selling the skincare products even more effectively. And his sales are going to be high because the skincare is where you make the most of your money. It's a recurring income. You know that after about 30 days that your customers should be coming back to you to replenish their supply. So, I mean, that's perfect. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't forget, you know, so we cleanse our skin properly, and we have our face looking very nicely with the skin, with the makeup that we're using from Avon. But then, you know, our hair, you can't forget about our hair, and we do have a line of hair products with Avon.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be using those hair products, and we should be using our hair products when we, you know, it's time to wash our hair. And then also we should carry one of those, we have those wonderful brushes. And I tell you, I happen to my surprise, I sell a lot of those brushes. You know, we should keep one in our pocketbooks, you know, if we have the hairstyle that can use a brush. So some people may have the hair like mine, which is locked. But some people who have the hair straight and you use the brush, you should carry. So when you whip out that brush to brush your hair and someone admires that, you could say this is an Avon brush. So you should really have your hair in place using the Avon shampoo and conditioners. And I tell you, even those little treatments are fantastic. I'm sorry you took one of the treatments off the market. That damage thing, oh, God, I could just cry. Because I got one bottle left, and I tell you, I use it sparingly.
I hear you. It's so
good.
You find one of those products that's like, it's like nothing like it, and the price is so reasonable. Oh my gosh! And you're afraid if it goes off, you just want to make sure you use as little bit as possible so it lasts longer.
That is so true. I have a customer who turned Avon rep who went back to being a customer. And her favorite product was it had this little touch-up thing that you touch up the gray. And
They took
that off. She's devastated. She's been on Amazon. She's been on eBay, everywhere. In search of.
I remember that. It was a touch up for the grave, you know, when you don't have time to go, or you know, that little bit of time you need for that extra week or a couple of days before you go to the hairdresser, it touched up the gray at the end.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a wonderful thing. So our hair products, you know, and treatment products really, really work, and we should be using, because just like our face, you know, a hair that has been conditioned and washed on a regular routine schedule is a hair that looks healthy. And you know, sometimes we walk around and we think that our hair looks good because, you know, we combed and we styled, blah blah blah. But you know, since I work in a hair salon part of the week, you know, the hairstylist can look at your hair and say, you know, your hair is not healthy, or needs more oil, or you need to condition your hair. It's time for you to wash your hair, and you may not just see it because you can't see your whole head. That's number one. But so you need to get your hair on some kind of a routine as well as with your face.
I totally agree
and then,
with you.
Okay.
You know, I was saying, there are some people, you know, I meet some representatives that say, well, you know, I don't use makeup before with your hair, the way you look. You don't have to use makeup, like you had said, a lot. Just a little gloss on your lips and smile and, you know, and your hair looks good. You feel good. And when you feel good, you come across feeling, you know, you come across to others as, you know, wow, this person, like, she has presence. She's like, you know, she's happy. And, you know, people want to be around people like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the other thing that we have, you know, and our favorite thing, you know, thank goodness the Avon, is the beautiful colors for nails that we have. I mean, we really should be doing our nails. And if you're a person who don't like to wear nail colors, then we have all those nail treatments, the top coat and the base coat. You know, you use those as treatments for your nails, so your nails will still have a nice sheen to it, although it's clear. But if you are one for color like myself, we have some beautiful colors, and we should be sporting and styling those colors on our toes as well as on our nails.
And I don't know whether it was you, Pat, if it wasn't, then, you know, you could correct me, but I remember, that's one thing that's good when we have talks like this. I remember I always, you know, go to get my nails done, and I would let them pick out the nail polish that they have there. I started bringing my own nail polish.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if it was you who first brought that to my attention. I didn't even think about that, but I said, you know what? That's right. I'm selling nail polish. They don't want to buy nail polish from me, but I want my nail polish because I know how good it is. And I would bring my own color nail polish. And some places say, you know, no, you have to use. And I'll say, I want my nail polish because I use it on my nails. I know what I use on my nails. I don't want something else from somebody else's nails. And
absolutely,
they use it because they want my business. You know, so and other people see that in the nail salon, and they're like, "Wow, oh, that's a nice color." And the next day, you might have a customer who might be doing the same thing.
That's exactly right. And I tell you, the place where I go, they charge an additional $25 for the gel polish. So if you want your nails done, and with the gel color, it's a $25 additional price. And if you want your toes done, it's another $25 additional price. Well, we have gel colors. Duh. So take your gel, your gel polish with you, and take it to the nail salon. I know I do, and particularly when you know, God forbid, you leave the salon and boop, you know, you get a smudge. And especially if the weather, if there's a lot of moisture in the air, and if the color is rich, you know, dark, it's rich, then it takes a longer time for the polish to dry because it's dense and it just doesn't dry as fast. Lighter colors, clear, you know, sheer colors dry faster. So even though you may sit underneath the little lamp, you know, your foot underneath the lamp or the hand underneath the blower, whatever you do, you know, 2 hours later you can still smudge your hand, particularly, like, again, if there's moisture in the air. So, but it's no problem if you bring your own color, because then you can do your own little touch-up at home. So you would definitely want to do something like make sure you have your own color just for that bit alone. And also when I travel, you know, I pack that particular color in my suitcase, because God forbid I break a nail, I can still mend it and polish, using the polish that I had taken with me to the nail salon. So you definitely want to, you know, make sure you use our beautiful colors. We have beautiful colors that come out. And I tell you, Avon is right on target with the trend, the fashion trend. The colors that we have that's available to sell are the same fashion colors that we're wearing this spring and summer. So, you know, you really need to look into the colors. And then the other thing is, the rest of our skin, you know, it takes me, and this is no exaggeration, it must take me an extra 10 minutes in the morning to get dressed, because I lubricate myself from head to toe. I use the moisturizer, the day moisturizer on my face, and then I'm extremely dry, so I use the moisture therapy. And I use the skin sensation, I think it's called. I mix those two together. I put those on my legs, all over my body, on my arms, and then I use the moisture therapy with the footwork moisturizer, and put that on my feet. So I am just oil down in the morning. And I have to tell you, and that's why you slipped through my clothes. But I tell you, my skin is so soft because of those products in which I use. So, you know, some people swear by the firming gel, which comes with your starter kit now. I mean, and you really owe it to yourself, because when your skin is moist and it has the, if you take a rubber band and you keep oiling and oiling and oiling it, it stays. Well, that's maybe not a good idea, but a tire. You know, you when you have a tire and when you wash your car and you wash your tires, you know, you put Amerol on that. Not only to keep it shiny, but if it gets dry, what happens? Your tire starts to crack. In some cases, depending what kind of tire you buy, if it's a cheap tire, it starts to crumble. That rubber starts to crumble. But, you know, it's almost the same theory with your skin. You want to make sure your skin is constantly lubricated, because, you know, as we get older, you know, we don't want, you know, to get those wrinkles and this and that and the other. So, you know, we are going to get a certain amount of wrinkles, because, you know, it's within our genes, but you don't have to be, you know, an alligator skin, you know. So, you know, make sure you lubricate, take the time and lubricate your body, and particularly like shortly after you come out of the shower, while your pores are open, so that this way it can absorb the moisturizers that you put on your skin. So you want to make sure you have a nice, smooth skin. It's good skin just to touch. And also make sure you put moisturizer. I keep the moisture therapy in my purse, and on my desk I keep that, the one in the jar, the moisture therapy, especially in the wintertime, because it is a little heavier and so it is really nice for the hands, keeping the hands nice and soft during those brutal, brutal cold months like we had this winter. How about you, Gillian? Do you use a lot of moisture products?
Oh my gosh. For example, I have my bag packed right now for the gym. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I go to the gym. So I am going to the gym with my gym clothes on, and afterwards, I have a 6 class. I'm going to go and hit the showers. And I tell you, there are other people that are working that are going to the showers, and I am telling you, I bring my skin soap, my skin soap sauce original oil, and I have the stuff for my feet. And I'll spray, after I come out, I spray that all over, and I rub that in. And every time I come out, people are saying, hey, what is that that you have on? What perfume is that? I'm like, no, perfume, it's oil. And I you know, pull out and say, oh, this is the skin so soft for Avon. And they're like, oh, that's Avon? Oh, how much is that? And next thing I know, I have a customer. So I'm a gym. If you go to the gym, if you're out at the beach, if you're wherever you're at and your skin is dry or you need to spray yourself, bring something with you. I mean, it sells itself when people smell it. And I learned one other thing, too, because I use a hand cream. And my hand cream, I always, in the wintertime, kept it in my glove compartment or, you know, the side part of my car. But in the summertime, you cannot keep that in the car.
I'm just saying that
right now because any type of lotion, lipstick, anything like that, even nail polish, which I don't keep in the car anyway, it changes because the car gets so hot. So that I keep in my pocketbook, like you said, and I'll, you know, keep it in my pocketbook, keep it maybe one on my desk at work. And I'm always doing my hands. When I come out from the ladies room, I'll put my lotion on. And, of course, if you do the silicone glove, you really don't even need it again because it stays on. But your hands, when you say how you have to look, your hands cannot be dry and crack-looking and looking like ugly, you know, because people look at all that. You know, you have to have rings and all the jewelry on, but your hands have to look good. They have to look like you're taking care of yourself. Because you're trying to tell other people to do the same thing.
That's exactly right. And speaking about, you know, carrying stuff to the beach, you know, my this past Saturday, my dentist who I'm friends with, they invited me to their house to they had a movie night. So we all sat in the backyard and they had the screen up and you know, everybody was supposed to bring their favorite movie. And I did, and my dentist, he has more liquor than a liquor store, so it to me it doesn't make sense to to bring liquor, and it doesn't really make sense for me to cook. She has an abundance of food, so every time I go to their house, I always bring the hostess a gift, and it's always an Avon gift. You know, and something I know she can use. So this time I went, and what did I bring? I put bug guard. Why? Because we're all outside with the bugs.
What a great idea.
Yeah, so, and I've done that before in the past when I went to other people's house. You know, that's what I would bring. I would bring bug guard. And let me tell you, people really appreciate it because a lot of times that's the one thing the hostess forgets to buy. You know, she remembers to bring the hot dog. She remembers to buy the hot dog bun, the ketchup, the relish, you know, all the food, you know, the tablecloth, blah, 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 blah. But she will always, most of the time they will forget to buy bug guard, something for the bugs. So carry a little bottle of bug guard, can of bug guard with you when you go to a hostess party. And then, you know, then finally, you know, you really should, you know, try to look your best. And Avon has a lot of nice little clothing that I tell you, I wear. I buy a lot of the Avon clothes and wear them because I find them to be very, very comfortable. I like to travel. They're very light and they don't wrinkle. You know, you can take those things and just roll them or ball them and throw them in a suitcase and pull that bad boy out and put it on. You don't have to touch it with an iron. So, you know, and a lot of the dresses are shell dresses. So, you know, dresses that, you know, our wonderful accessories, you know, just makes the outfit. So, you know, get in the habit of wearing our clothes, whether it's the Avon jeans, if jeans is your thing, or, you know, again, wear those shell dresses. And I try to buy them in the colors that are, you know, very neutral, like the black or you know, the solid red or whatever. But they make wonderful outfits, and they're inexpensive. You're getting them for a god, you know, for a fraction of the cost of what you would pay in the store. You know, if the dress is going to sell for $24 is in the what's new for $19. I mean, where are you going to get a nice, a cute little dress to wear? And it's, and like I said, it's very, very comfortable. And I even buy the Avon shoes and wear it as well as the pocketbooks. So we know you shouldn't really adorn yourself with the Avon clothes. Wouldn't you say, Gilly?
I 100% agree. Because if you're not showing it, they're not going to know. People are not going to know. So, I mean, you know, if you're saving money for yourself and then you're making money so that the stuff that you're buying, too, is almost paid for because of the fact that you're showing it and other people are buying it.
That's exactly right. And I like to share the story that I like sharing with people is when I started working, for the newspaper company, and one of my coworkers, I was so happy, to have a new body of people to share my Avon books with. And this one particular person who I worked directly with, and I said to her, I saw Avon, and would you like a book? And she just, her nose went up in the air, and she just told me, I don't wear Avon. And I was like, okay. And every day I would come in, and I have every jewelry Avon has. It's just amazing. I have them all, and they're in different plastic bags, and the bags are color coordinated. I have an Avon store in terms of jewelry. And every day I would come in with all these beautiful necklaces with the matching earrings, and she would comment on the jewelry. And I said, this is Avon. And that's all I would say. Every day this would go on. I said, Avon. And finally, she became one of my best customers. Because now, what she buys, the Avon jewelry. And most recently, she bought, I don't know if everybody remember, we had the that silver, it was called the knot, and it came with the earrings. Let me tell you, I've been wearing that necklace every day since April, and that necklace does not turn. And we went to Sprint store, and a woman stopped me and said, I love that necklace. She said, I got to have it. I said, well, it's Avon. And my coworker looked at it. Guess what? She ordered two sets, which I delivered to her last campaign. She just paid me today, in fact. But, sometimes when people say they don't like Avon, they may comment on the clothes you wear. They may comment on the pocketbook that you're carrying. They may even comment on the shoes. I mean, you could say, this is Avon. Gillian, I go to the gym. Let me tell you, they must think I have stock in curves because I have I got the curved shoe. I got the curved jacket.
I love it.
So, you never know, and don't think people are not watching, because look at your own behavior. Check yourself out. You watch other people. Well, if you're watching other people, somebody's looking at you as well. So you know what? Why not look your best?
So true.
So, ladies, we didn't get a chance to talk about how we should dress up our Avon display tables. So we'll hold that over to next month, which will be July. And but in the meanwhile, I hope that everyone makes it happen. I hope everybody's placing their orders. I placed my order last night before 11 o'clock because Sunday is my date to place my order. What is your date, Gillian?
It's Thursday at midnight. Last Thursday midnight.
I wonder why they changed my order date.
They put
me on Sunday because I was on Thursday, and then they switched me to Sunday. So anyway, so my order goes in on Sunday, which is kind of like, somewhat of a bummer, but what can you do? But make it happen, everyone. And I think next week I speak, and I think I'm talking about I may change the title, but it's going to be basically run what kind of race you want to participate in, because a lot of times people judge their business by other people's business and success, and you need to run your own race. So with that being said, Gillian, it was great speaking with you because I missed you, and I hope And I hope that everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Avon week and make it happen. And Gillian, good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Pat. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.